Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
How are you doing, Adam? We'll start in Florida, U.S. state of Florida. It's a massacre averted thanks to the nightclub bouncers there.
Yeah, we absolutely could be talking about this as, oh no, another tragedy in America, but for the fact that certainly two of these security guards, it may ultimately be slightly more, but two we see in a video tackling this guy who is trying to get into a strip club in Tampa with a loaded gun, not a euphemism. This masked man, he's wearing a devil mask, and he has a gun in one hand and a torch in the other. Strangely enough, the nightclub doesn't really want him to come in. So the security guards intervene. I have to say, tackling a guy with a loaded gun when you yourself are unarmed, as appeared to be the case with the security guards, they pushed, they shoved. Ultimately, the police are called. The man is taken into custody, and they found two other full magazines of ammunition in his pockets. So why, and also knives, I have to say. So obviously the intent of this guy to get in with loaded gun in hand was not a good one. So thank goodness for, well, the sheer chutzpah of those bouncers.
And the recent history of U.S. nightclub shootings, you had that shooting in Colorado Springs, it was a LGBTQI nightclub in Colorado Springs, five people killed. They also in Florida was the Pulse nightclub shooting. Remember that? So
yes,
definitely what could have been a massacre averted. And then the clock is ticking for TikTok. We were talking about it earlier, about how there is this disjuncture between the lawmakers who tend to be of an older generation, and I say that.
Yes, that's true.
Euphemistically or softly, and new technology, particularly when it comes to social media. Some of the questions were quite bizarre.
Well, I suppose if you're 17 and you're sharing TikTok dances and videos and information and messages with your mates, what does it matter who owns it? But I guess if you're a 50-something-year-old senator in the U.S. Congress, and you're thinking, hang on a moment, where's the information going? And there's one thing we know about TikTok, well, several things we know, but one in particular is that TikTok is extremely efficient at gathering your information, as is the iPhone I'm currently looking at. The only thing is, what happens to that information? As far as I can tell, iPhone just means I end up getting pummeled with adverts and sponsorships and other things that I don't particularly want and I'm not particularly interested in. But what else could they do with that data? And that's the thought, because of TikTok being Chinese owned. And so they've had a right old ding dong at this US House committee. And being America, of course, it's all televised. And you wonder if maybe there's a little bit of a performance for the cameras. But if there's anything that can unite Republicans and Democrats at the moment, it's not hatred of Donald Trump. It is hatred of, or at least suspicion of, TikTok. It might have 150 million users just in the United States. But Democrats and Republicans are absolutely looking at this, and they put the CEO of TikTok, Xu Shichu, under the cosh, asking him hard questions, and I'm not sure if the answers entirely satisfied them. So it could, underlined several times, could become an actual US countrywide ban, potentially, not just government sites or FBI sites or Pentagon sites, but an actual overall ban, potentially.
150 million users. What, the US population is 330 million thereabouts. And
yeah,
half the U.S. population has a TikTok account. And then I watched the meeting between Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, and it was quite ceremonial, very imperial, that walk down the carpet and they met and they shook hands, except I was distracted by Vladimir Putin's right arm, which doesn't seem to ever move. I don't know if you've noticed that, Adam, but there's a lot of talk about Putin doubles. There are renewed claims of several Putin doppelgangers.
Yes. Now, of course, it's rampant speculation. So I'll say that right off. We are rampantly speculating, Lester. We're not actually necessarily using any actual facts in this particular story. But just having looked at an article, I was fascinated because we can all look a bit different from one photo to the next, can't we? You know, the nose looks a bit pudgier, or the jowls look a bit more increased, or the hairline goes, whatever. But honestly, the photos of Vladimir Putin, he does look like a different guy. So there are many theories. One of them, of course, is that he's using cosmetic surgery of some kind, and maybe Botox injections and other things and fillers and so forth, which do alter the appearance in subtle, small ways. But it does absolutely suddenly make your cheekbones more prominent or less prominent. But looking at these photos, why do his ears change shape? His nose appears to change, not just it's slightly pudgier, but an actual sort of a bit more of a ski slope on some of them. He genuinely looks sometimes like he's got a double chin, sometimes like he hasn't, and not necessarily on a timeline. So in other words, if it was an injection or a facelift or something, he seems to have had the pudginess put in sometimes. Any number of these photos, as I say, it's just looking. It's worth a little look online just to see the different guises of Vladimir Putin. And certainly there are one or two, including a Ukrainian official called Anton Galashenko, who posted three images on his own, I think on his own Facebook account, anyway, on his own website, whatever. And he said, "What's up with your chin, Putin?" And honestly, the chin completely changes in the three photos. So are they using doppelgangers? Is it just plastic surgery? What's going on with the right arm would be another question we could throw into that mix now. There's something going on, but we might never know the answer.
Well, we'll just have to face the facts and not go rushing into conclusions. Adam Gilchrist joins me again on Monday with a World View. Have a good one, sir.